Accent Alert. English accents from around the world.
The Canadian English accent. There are many interesting features of the Canadian accent. For example, the really interesting thing is that our accent hardly changes right across the country, whereas in the UK, for example, it can change every 50 kilometers. Depending on the region of Canada where you live and the immigrant population that settled there, there are some small variations, but mostly with the vocabulary rather than with the accent itself. For example, people from Alberta talk about Chinooks, which are warm winds that can raise temperature at about 15 degrees. This comes from an Indian word from that region. I would say also Newfoundlanders, or Newfies as we affectionately call them, have probably the biggest variation in accent to the rest of English-speaking Canadians, but considering that they joined Canada in 1949, I'm really not surprised. Now, one of the biggest particularities about the Canadian accent is something that's called Canadian raising. The most common example of Canadian raising is that the word out can be sometimes pronounced as oat. Now, this means that the vowels in the phrase out and about in a boat can have the same sound for some people, but I must admit that not all Canadians do this. For example, I don't. But I know there are Americans who also do it, who live close to the Canadian border. So it's not a steadfast rule. Some people, though, they do say a boot, and they don't pronounce it the usual British way with the ow sound, as in about. Another special feature of Canadian English is the use of a at the end of a sentence as a sort of question tag to verify if the person you're speaking to has understood you, or just basically to verify, information. People make a lot of jokes about that with Canadians. For example, you'll say, "You haven't finished the report, eh?" instead of the usual question tag, which would be, "Have you?" Or, "It's cold, eh?" which, instead of saying, "Isn't it?" Canadians sometimes side with British on pronunciation of certain words, such as the roof, rather than the American rough. And another example is the word creek instead of the American crick. Now I'm going to tell you a little anecdote, a short story, that's something that happened to me when I was about 14 years old. I went canoe camping out in the wilderness to a park in northern Quebec called La Vérendrye. Now, this park is huge. It's about 15,000 square kilometers and has more than 800 kilometers of waterways. We were sleeping four girls in a two-man tent because the zipper on the other girl's tent had broken, and there was no way that they could have slept in that tent without, a closed zipper, because there were so many mosquitoes around and they would have been eaten alive. Instead of sleeping with our feet towards the door of the tent, we actually had to sleep horizontally so that the four of us could fit in this two-man tent. I was, of course, the last person and had to get up in the middle of the night to go to the outhouse. So I climbed over the other three girls and realized, of course, when I got to the door that I'd forgotten my flashlight. So I grabbed the first girl's flashlight, but the batteries were so low I could barely see like a few feet ahead of me. I was walking towards the outhouse when I literally almost bumped into this big black bear. He was just standing right there in front of me, and I just stopped dead in my tracks and just calmly said, "A bear." I repeated it several more times and just stood there with my mouth gaping open, and I really didn't know what to do, but I knew that running away was not an option. So I turned off the flashlight, backed up very slowly, and walked all the way around the campsite to the outhouse. Just then a girl was coming out, and when she saw me, I was as white as a ghost, and she asked me what was wrong, and I just repeated the only two words that seemed to come out of my mouth, "A bear," and pointed in the direction I had seen it in. Now, she had one of those high power beam flashlights, and sure enough, she shone it right on the bear and started shouting and screaming. Everyone woke up and started making noise, and the bear just quietly walked away into the woods.